iSelf Token for Education. From MVP to unicorn, unconventional strategies to scale without losing control. Building an MVP, minimum viable product, is just the first step. The real game begins when early adoption validates your value proposition, and you must decide how to scale without everything falling apart. The journey from startup to unicorn requires more than money, team, or product. It demands unconventional strategies, long-term vision, and brutal discipline to grow while staying in control. Below, you'll find unconventional but real strategies used by startups that scaled with intelligence, focus, and autonomy. 1. Scale validation, not the product. Many founders rush into full feature development after the MVP. Classic mistake. Smart unicorns scale validation before scaling the team or code. Before adding features, add clarity. Eric Ries. Instead of expanding the product, expand your certainty about what people truly love. Use interviews, A/B tests, and parallel MVPs to test hypotheses around monetization, retention, and behavior. 2. Grow through experimentation cycles, not growth pressure. Investors demand scale. The market demands hype. But smart founders don't scale based on external pressure. They scale through internal cycles of structured experimentation. Premature scaling is the fastest way to kill a startup. Steve Blank. You grow what already works. The rest stays in beta, even with the whole team pushing for speed. That's mature leadership. 3. Hire late, but with surgical precision. People don't fix chaos, they amplify whatever is already there. Startups that become unicorns hire late, but with precision, prioritizing hybrid skills such as generalists with an ownership mindset, builders who think like architects, strategic profiles with executional drive. Hire people who solve problems, not those who memorize frameworks. Naval Ravikant. 4. Use invisible growth levers. While most invest in paid traffic and obvious media, disruptive startups activate unconventional growth levers like built-in network effects, e.g., Notion, Slack. Freemium models with real value delivery. Invisible viral mechanisms like shareable links, templates, and communities. Strategic partnerships with non-obvious players. These levers compound value over time without needing an infinite budget. 5. Build processes that document themselves. The chaos of scaling often eats operational control. The solution? Self-organizing systems. If you have to ask how something works, you're already too disorganized. Basecamp. Use tools like Notion, Loom, Trello, or Gitbook to create living playbooks where the team updates the processes as they go. That gives autonomy without losing governance. 6. Plan to scale. Like a designer, not like an operator. Founders who maintain control during growth don't operate in firefighter mode. They think like system designers. They create onboarding experiences with built-in scalability. They design the user journey with funnel vision and progressive value. They automate what can be automated and humanize what requires soul. They know that smart growth requires intentional design, not heroic improvisation. 7. Preserve your essence, even when the world demands acceleration. The culture that got you here is the same that will take you to a billion. Don't sacrifice it for vanity metrics. Ben Horowitz. Unicorn founders build culture shields. They say no to the wrong customers. Reject funding rounds that threaten control. Ignore fleeting trends. They know. It's not worth growing if you lose what makes you unique. Conclusion: scaling without losing control is an art and a commitment. From MVP to unicorn, the road is full of tempting shortcuts and traps disguised as opportunities. The secret is to grow like an architect, not an adrenaline addict. You can scale with consistency. You can grow with control. And yes, you can reach a billion without becoming the kind of company you never wanted to lead. Learn more about innovation, equity tokenization, and startup investing by visiting iselftoken.net.